You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm your host, Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. We're the three partners here at SHP. And on today's show, we feel like we've been in, you know, week 20 of the quarantine. And I know it's not quite that much, but it's getting to feel that way. And we're going to try to, you know, we'll still talk about what's going on and what the impacts are and what we're seeing in the market. But we're going to really try to take a step back and talk about, for years, we talked about the SHP retirement roadmap. But we want to break it down for you today. And for those listening, really, what does the roadmap mean? And how does it apply to you? Because a lot of folks right now have had time to really sit back and think about their situation, think about their lives, think about their financial plan, think about their estate plan with all the worry that's been happening. And I think now's the time to take a deep breath and think about, do I have the right plan in place? So this show will be whether you're someone that's worked with a team or an advisor for years and you're just looking to get a second opinion, or whether you're listening to this and you maybe just have 401ks and IRAs and you've saved up money, but you don't really have your arms around what that means and you're not really sure where to turn to, this is a good show because we're going to give you different layers of advice that exists and kind of give you the history of where we came from. And I think as we go through the show, you'll be able to relate to some of the things that you may be looking for within your own plan. And you might have a partial plan, but for a lot of folks that meet with us or call us for the first time, that plan is incomplete. And we'll get into that in a little bit. Before we do, I'll introduce Keith and Matt. Matt, how are you doing today? Are you in Boston? We're obviously remote now. Are you in Boston?
Yep. Here, sort of sheltering in place up here in Dorchester, and trying to pick my spots with the weather. Where if it's sunny, I'll go out, but the rain has been something else, and so just trying to take it day by day, and hopefully the kids don't drive me and my wife too crazy. good problems to have, all together. But it's funny too, guys. It's like, you know, day by day, and you know, not that I know when this day is going to come, but with every passing day, we are one day closer to the end, you know, and I don't know when the end is going to be. You know, it's not like it's going to be tomorrow, but, step by step, we'll get there. And once there's treatments and vaccines, oh man, I'll be really excited. So Matt,
one day Groundhog Day will end.
Right. Yeah. It's funny. I need to watch that movie. So guys, over the weekend, it's a little eerie, but, I watched Space Jam with,
So did I.
That's way. Really?
So weird. Cause my kids asked me to watch that this weekend. I was like,
I watched mine. My kids asked to watch me too. So we did. I was like, you guys don't want to watch this. They're like, yeah, we do. I'm like, all right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So for all of our listeners out there, whether in the car or podcast or wherever, it's, they talk about having to shut down the NBA and it's just a little eerie with the virus and all, but also, yeah, the kids don't know the Looney Tune characters. I tell you that much. They knew Disney through the back of their hand, but they're like, who's Elmer Fudd? I'm like, oh gosh. Okay. Where do I begin?
We were looking to watch something with the family this weekend, and I forget where it was, Netflix or something, and it says like trending now, and like you mentioned, Matt, Groundhog Day was one of the things that came up, and I was like, it's so fitting. Of course, that's trending now. You know, that's what it feels like. Is every day is the same. You know, but a lot of folks, for us, we've been lucky in the fact that from a business standpoint, we have about 30 employees, and And everyone's been really working hard in terms of like being there for our clients and being there for our team. In our main offices, which are Plymouth and Woburn and Hyannis, we have staff there that we rotate. We have a rotation basis where folks go in and out to check mail, and we make sure we stay separate. But it's just been a crazy couple months, as everyone knows. So we're lucky in our industry. We've adapted the best I feel like we can, and actually learned some things. I think you guys will both agree. We learned some things that we might be able to apply to make the business that much more better and user friendly and client friendly for our clients moving forward.
Well, yeah, just to chime in on that, I mean, I know we'll be talking about it later, but I mean, just to relying on, you know, more of the digital and really built out our webinar series. I mean, I think, I know you'll be sort of highlighting it soon, Derek, but I think that, you know, not that, you know, we had a digital presence beforehand, but I think like any business out there, you've had to, you know, adjust and adapt. And, you know, now I think we have a much, you know, broader sort of library, if you will, on the webinars. And, you know, Keith, I know you did a great one on the Secure Act. So just having that sort of to be, you know, to provide good information to clients is just a sort of an example of how we've been adapting.
Yeah, it's funny how much a law that impacts so many people that was passed at the end of last year has kind of gone to the back burner of, you know, the way people are thinking for obvious reasons with what's going on. But I think it's a great way for folks to get educated if, you know, if they wanted to spend 15, 20 minutes learning about what the Secure Act is and the potential impact both to them and their family long term. Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of good feedback on that. But again, obviously that whole law is kind of mentally has taken, has been put on the back burner with what we're fighting right now.
Yeah, I think really more importantly, as we get to today's show, there's so many, I think it's so confusing because someone will come to our office for the first time and say, oh, you know, you have a lot of people that do what you do. And it's true. But I think when you narrow it down and you look at where, you know, why do we brand the SHP retirement roadmap? What is that? And where has our growth come from the last 7 to 10 years? We started the company in 2003, but where did that come from? And I think the reason why we're sharing it is because I think it could help you listening right now on who to choose for an advisor. And sometimes we might be the right fit, we might not be, but we're going to let you know where we stand as an advisory team and what different advice exists out there. Because some folks just do insurance. And no matter who you are, they're going to offer insurance. Some folks just offer insurance for one company, and others offer it to multiple companies. Then you have other folks who just deal with the market but work for one company, and other folks deal with the market and sell mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and all that stuff, but they're independent, and they're fiduciaries. And then you have all the CFPs and CIMA designations and CFAs, and the list goes on and on. And then you do have a few firms that can handle all of that, that can handle the insurance side and the annuity side, as well as the investment and market side, and put them all together for you into one plan. And then where you have very few companies, and I'm not trying to sound confusing, but this is how confusing our industry is. Very few companies, what they do is they'll put a true plan together where, yes, they'll manage money. They can use insurance, investments, but also they look for other ways to add benefit to you, whether it's through tax savings, if it's possible, whether it's through protecting you for healthcare expenses and long-term care, whether it's making sure the team brings in an estate planning attorney to help build an estate plan. And all that's coordinated under one plan, under one overall, what we call the SHP retirement roadmap. And we're going to go through in the next segment where this all began back in 2003. We might share some laughs back at that time as well. But I think it's beneficial to you because as you hear some of these things, you might say, I don't have that in my plan. Or that's something I really want to learn. And the first way to learn, like Keith mentioned, I would go to our website and watch that webinar. With all the stuff that's gone on recently, everyone's forgetting the Secure Act. And this is a huge tax law that impacts many of you right now. But the coronavirus took it over, and that's naturally so of what should have happened. But let's go back and get educated on what the Secure Act means to you, especially if you have IRA accounts or 401k accounts. You're going to want to watch it. And you can download it right now and watch our webinar that Keith recorded. Just go to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. I think you'll find it super informative. You can just find the Secure Act webinar and watch at your convenience. We're going to come right back after the break and share where it all began. What's the foundation of a roadmap? We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so Keith and myself and Matt started this company back in 2003. And we always talk for years and years and years on this radio show about the SHP retirement roadmap. And it's kind of what we're known for. And it's a process that we trademarked. But a lot of folks just see the after effect where we have this company that's grown a ton and have 30 employees, but it didn't start that way, right? And in 2003, we're sharing some context on today's show to really let you know that there's so many different advisors on the radio that have you come to workshops and get free dinners and watch webinars, just like we do. But you really have to know what that company is and what their goal is for you. Because if you had come to us in 2003 in October 1st or September 15th, when we just started, things would look a lot different. And Matt, if you can take us back to memory lane, because there are some companies, whether it's not saying it's the worst thing in the world, but there's some companies who are still at that exact spot of when we met in 2003, and I should even back it up to when we all started back in around 2001.
No, and I think too, I think the reason why, Derek, about that, about not only where we were, but it's also about where the three of us, you know, have what we've gone through. I mean, you know, even at the very beginning, you know, I was hired, you know, in August of 2001. So about a month prior to September 11th, you know, happening and sort of having gone through that both as a country, but also as an economy in the market, you know, you obviously all of us will remember that no matter where we are as an American, but it's just more of, you know, at that point we were just, you know, we started off an insurance company. We were insurance only. You know, we worked with people that were primarily 65 and older, and kind of were, you know, understood or learned how, you know, how to work with Medicare and all that, how to work with Social Security. And we did a lot of fixed annuities back then.
Long-term care.
Yeah, long-term care, right. Long-term care planning. And so, you know, we really kind of, you know, two things happened, you know, very early on. You know, number one was that we got to know the insurance sort of universe, you know, pretty in depth, you know, as to where we got our start. And then at the same time, we saw, you know, some of the after effects of the dot-com bubble bursting, some of the effects of, as I mentioned, 9/11 and how that sort of set back the economy in a big way at that time. And then what that did to clients and what that did to people that were already retired, you know, how it affected their plans, how it affected their portfolios. And I think we realized that, A, we were doing a good job, you know, being on the insurance end. But at the same time, we probably, you know, all of us saw that people weren't positioned the way they should have been, you mm-hmm. know, because events like 9/11 and events like what we're going through right now, like the pandemic, you know, you can't control when that happens, but you can control how you plan for it. So exactly. I think at a very early age, you know, or early age in our business, we got to learn the insurance world really well. And then we also saw the impact of these black swan events and what can happen to people's portfolios at the wrong time.
And Keith, back in 2001 and 2002, the three of us joined this insurance company and learned the ins and outs of that side of the game. But we worked for one company. So that was step one, is there's some advisors who just work for one company and everything they offer is that one company's solution. And early, that's why at 2003 in September, even though we were 23 and 24 and 25 years old, we were like, you know what, this is not going to work. How can this be the best solution for everyone? And Keith, that's when we went independent and started SHP Financial, still on the insurance side, but offering all the companies.
Exactly. And I think gaining some knowledge in the insurance side of the industry and how, whether it's learning about the healthcare industry and how that whole side of things works, has really benefited our client base, you know, through and through, because as folks, you know, start to look at Medicare, start to enroll in Medicare, we have a knowledge base of maybe how we can help them find the right healthcare program or just educate them on Medicare in general.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's being able to go out at that point in our careers. And you're right, Derek, how can that one company solution be right for everybody? It's like saying only one pair of shoes is right for every single person. That's not the way it is. You know, some people need different things for different reasons, or there are better things out there. So what we did is we expanded our investment profile to all the different insurance companies, or the majority of different insurance companies out there, to be able to help clients at that time for what they were trying to do, find the best solution that we had available based upon their goals and what it is that they wanted to do at that time. So obviously, as we continued to build and continued to offer more and more, that was the next step.
Well, and there's a lot of folks out there right now I'm not bashing anyone else. I'm just saying there's a lot of folks out there right now that just do insurance. And no matter, that's all, they may offer multiple companies, but they still stay just in the insurance and everything's annuities and everything's insurance, no matter what they offer. And so obviously, as we expanded, the next step, which we'll get into next segment, is we became licensed advisors to be able to offer exchange traded funds and mutual funds and stocks and bonds, which eventually turned into our own registered investment advisory firm and so on and so forth. But when it comes to, when you mention the word annuities, you can get the so many reactions, as we all know, because sometimes people have had bad experiences with certain annuities where they put money in and their advisor never talked to them again. Or they put it in a variable annuity and the fees were so high and the performance wasn't there, or whatever the case may be. But it's important, if there are some fixed and fixed index annuities that you can have that can, number one, it can hedge your portfolio, which has done really well this year. And it can also give clients a little bit of upside without having to take any on the downside.
And Derek, sorry to interrupt. I know we're kind of coming up to the break, but talk about one thing that hasn't changed in our 20 years is just like the misconceptions. And, yes, you know, there are a lot of bad annuities out there, but there are some good. But that has not changed in our 20 years of how that's still a lightning rod of a term that people, I don't think to this day, have yet to really understand, you know, exactly all the ins and outs, you know, so.
People will advertise, are you getting pitched an annuity? If you are, run away. And I get it. That's their campaign. That's how they draw people. Oh, I'm being pitched an annuity. I'm going to call this person because they said not to buy one. I understand that. But you can't say, most of our money, by the way, as you know, is at Fidelity. Most of our clients' funds, the bulk of it's at Fidelity being managed in the market. But we still use insurance and annuities because some clients want a portion of their money that's guaranteed, the income's coming in for as long as they're alive. And some clients want to have places of their portfolio where the downside, the market downside doesn't exist. So if we have a 2008, if we have a pandemic, we might have seen those recently, that portion of the portfolio holds up strong and they can still withdraw off that portion without having to rely on the market. So it's actually, if it's used properly, it can work out well in some plans. Not all plans, but some plans, it can work out really well. And that's the first step, like I mentioned before, foundation of any roadmap is having an income plan. And I don't care what you call it, if you use a dividend stocks, if we use bonds, if we use REITs, if we use annuities, or a combination, you need to make sure you have a plan that covers your income now and ongoing for many years to come. That's not fully dependent on selling out of the market at different times. That's really going to be tough in retirement. If you don't have that plan, give us a call. I know it's during the pandemic. We'll be happy to do a 15-minute starting call to see if we can help you. Because again, now's the time to take action where we have some downtime or you have some downtime. When things get busy again, you know these things can get put to the back burner. So give us a call, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website and book this 15-minute call at shpfinancial.com. After the break, where did the planning go from there? After the foundation, after you have an income plan, then what? We're going to share right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show so far, myself, Keith, and Matt, bear with us as we are recording remotely at our home offices, the three of us right now. We're trying to share some value and get away from the pandemic a little bit and give you some time to think about how your plan, how your financial plan, how your assets stack up and in the type of planning or what we call SHP retirement roadmap planning that we do for our clients. And the reason we kind of went back into the future here, back to 2001, 2002, 2003, when we started the firm. And we're sharing you the different levels of advisory services that exist out there, so you can kind of identify where you're at. And so last segment, we talked about the income world. The income world is like, you know, a lot of that's figuring out Social Security strategies. And a lot of it could be insurance-based if people are using annuities, fixed annuities. Now, granted, like I said, when we do planning for our clients, we also sometimes use dividend stocks and bonds and other investments to trigger to build the income plan. But last segment, we talked about the some advisory firms are insurance-based and only offer insurance. And I'll kick it to Matt now. Matt, that's what led us to the next step of our roadmap process.
Yeah, no, exactly. And just to kind of, you know, review as well, Derek, for anyone that may have missed the first segment, I mean, you know, the reason why we started with income planning and the importance of it is that, you know, we saw what happened in 01 with 9/11, and then we saw what happened in 08. You know, we saw the importance of that a foundation of any good comprehensive financial plan has to be income and has to be making sure that that's taken care of first and foremost. And then it's like, okay, then we had that sort of box checked, or, you know, beginning to really develop. And as you mentioned, we started to add on a couple different options there with, you know, with stocks and bonds and real estate investment trusts and whatnot. But then also at the very beginning, you know, we had that background in Medicare and long-term care planning. So sort of like the beginning of income and healthcare planning, you know, two out of our five, you know, really were at our core from a very, very beginning stage. But then we realize, though, that as mentioned, we had to add on, you know, more of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that universe. So if our original background was the insurance universe, now we had to start to learn about the investment universe. But we learned something that was very important, I think, for us, as well as, you know, for our business and for our clients, which was at that time the difference between a brokerage firm and a fiduciary firm. Okay. And, you know, at that time, a broker firm, you know, still deals in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. However, they could get paid commissions and loads on certain mutual funds that they sold, that they offered. So it's like, you know, if we wanted to be in a broker, become a broker, clients could come to us, but they would never know whether or not we were, you know, offering something that was in their better interests or offering something that was in ours, you know, that these commissions with these mutual funds would, you know, make us better off than the client. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. There's some people out there that get paid like mutual fund fees and trading costs. And that's obviously, we built our advisory firm in the stock market world for that part of our business. We're not allowed to receive anything except for the advisory fees that the clients pay us.
Correct. Because, and so that's why we decided if we are going to offer investment planning, we were going to strictly do it from a fiduciary perspective. You know, we became fiduciaries, which for, you know, technical, it means we have our Series 65. But really what that means is that, as you were saying, is that, you know, the only fees that we charge on our investment planning, you know, are paid for by the client. And they're not paid for by these other companies. And so they know, that our client knows that we're putting their best interests first because that's how we're structured. And that's exactly how it should be structured, obviously in our opinion. But it's like, you know, you as a consumer and as someone that's listening to this right now or wherever you may be, you know, wherever you may be, whether it's, well, hopefully driving. I don't know if we're even driving anymore, but you get the idea that, you know, you're going to want an advisor that obviously is comprehensive, that does income planning and healthcare planning, but also you're going to want an advisor that is a fiduciary, that does, you know, review all the different options, everything is fully disclosed, and you know exactly how we're being paid or not being paid. And so, and you know that whatever decision is, whatever option that's, you know, laid on the table for you, you know, has been thoroughly vetted, you know, is independent. And as I said, it is fully, you know, everything is fully disclosed, all the warts and all the good news, bad news, and, you know, the ugly. So it's just, you know, that's what we wanted to develop when we developed all of our plans, but specifically the investment plan. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Keith in a second here, but I think that, so already as it stands there, Matt, that's a huge differentiator from making sure you're with an advisory firm. In my opinion, that number one, can handle the income side. If there is an insurance need, that they can handle that. That they don't automatically say, no, we hate insurance, we hate annuities, because some situations it might be appropriate and some it might not. On the other side, you want to make sure that they're fiduciary based in their in the planning side, on the market side, like you just mentioned before. But I think one of the main differentiators, and I think, you know, without obviously, we're not ones to pat ourselves on the back in terms of our company, but I think if you look at our history and the growth we've had over the last several years, a lot of the build out has to do with the roadmap process. And Keith, so I think there are a lot of good firms out there that handle income planning. They give you a spreadsheet. They manage your investments. But for us, we felt like there was advice that folks that had many, like 10, 20, 30 millions of dollars or more, they were getting this advice that people that had $1, $2, $3 million in that range weren't getting. And that's where we built out the roadmap process many years back. And what is the differentiator there, Keith?
And it's really, yeah, exactly. So like you guys have set the foundation, really, most firms are going to focus on income and investments. And that's kind of where the buck stops. And our background, like we've talked about throughout the show, also was in healthcare as well. So we knew a lot about long-term care strategies and Medicare and things like that. So that's kind of three of what we call the five pillars, I would say, of the roadmap. We also started to learn and really dive deep into the understanding of trusts and how they work and being able to execute them correctly for, you know, when a client passes, along with an attorney, because we are not attorneys, so we can't necessarily write the trust. But just the fact that because you're an advisor and you don't write a trust, you still have to understand how they work, how they're executed, some of the steps that need to be put in place to be able to make sure that they're handled correctly when something happens to Mr. or Mrs. or both Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Keith, I don't want to interrupt, but that's something that can't be understated, because so many people, well, if you ask your advisor about trust planning, they say, yeah, go talk to an attorney, but you have to make sure that the beneficiaries and the account ownership and everything's tied together properly, because if you mess up that, the attorney's plan could be undone, or there could be tax benefits that you could be missing. So it's really important that your advisor shouldn't be an attorney, I would say, for the most part, but they should understand trusts and how they work. So now, if you think about this, as you're thinking in your situation, you have an income plan, you have an investment strategy, right? As part of this roadmap, we have someone that understands trusts and can coordinate with an estate planning attorney. You have a team that understands the healthcare planning end. So what's the final area of the roadmap, Keith?
And that's where we started to dive deep into different tax strategies with clients, because some of the tax strategies work alongside the estate planning piece, like trying to mitigate, avoid, or, you know, get away with some of the Massachusetts, or do away with rather some of the Massachusetts estate tax if a client lives in Massachusetts and plans on living here long term and has done a good job saving. You know, once you hit a certain threshold, Massachusetts is going to start to step in and take away some of that estate upon death. So there's some tax planning there. Tax planning when it comes to your assets, whether it's IRAs, 401ks, and making sure that they're handled correctly upon distribution at death, especially with the new Secure Act, or even while you're alive, are there ways to eliminate some of the taxation you're going to face later on if you believe tax brackets are going to change? So really the last phase is more or less, and I think kind of the most important, is tax planning and creating different tax strategies depending on the client's situation to help them, you know, with the future taxation of their assets.
And bottom line, folks, if you're listening to this and you think about where taxes are going to be in the future, you think about the deficit that exists right now in our country, in Medicare and Social Security underfunded, and we're adding trillions to the deficit as we speak for the stimulus package. If you're just turning your back on taxes, or if your advisor is not talking to you about it, think about that. Think about what the impact is long term. And that's why, as you can see, the different levels of how we grew our firm over the years. But when we built out a plan, yes, we charge like other advisors do in the investment world, right? We charge a planning fee, which is very reasonable. If you go to our ADV website, we can get that to you. It's very reasonable. And but for that plan, for that fee, we also we manage your portfolio. We build you an income strategy of where you're going to withdraw from when for retirement. We look at healthcare strategies. We coordinate your estate plan and beneficiary updates, and also look at tax strategies to help reduce taxes both now and in the future. That's a plan, folks. And what I urge you to do, you can either call us and have a call with our team to get going on this roadmap, which is 800-227-7777. I urge you to go to our website, though. You can go to our website. You can book a visit with us on our website or a call. And you can also watch some of our webinars. If you go to shpworkshops.com, we have webinars built around the roadmap, built around the SECURE Act, built around the type of planning that we do. So again, go to shpworkshops.com, download it and watch it in your at your convenience right now. I think you'll get a lot of good information from that. So when we come back during our weekly market report, we're going to talk the economy starting to slowly open up. Businesses are starting to slowly open up around the country. What does that mean to you, to us, and the market? We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So last segment, I was kind of rushed off there with our, we're up against the break, but I think it's so important to just think about that for a second of what we discussed as it pertains to the SHP roadmap. More importantly, how does that benefit you, right? And so you might be listening and you might have an advisor and you might be saying, you know what, you know, my advisor doesn't cover all those areas. I have a pretty good investment strategy, but I don't really have an income plan. I don't have a written income plan. I don't have any tax strategies to how to, you know, pay less, pay tax, have a tax plan of how to maybe pay less in the future where tax rates are most likely going up. No one's talked to me about, you know, trust planning or estate planning and healthcare, whatever it is. Or you might be someone who's getting ready to retire and looking at firms. Make sure the firm can handle all these areas that we talked about. You know, it's not just myself. It's not just Keith. It's not just Matt. We have a team, you know, so we work with our clients directly. We have a team behind us of about 30 that helps. We couldn't do this on our own, but because we have the team in place, we can build these thorough plans, right? That we can build these roadmaps that look at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, where our clients can log on, see their accounts in one spot, see their plan every day play out in one spot, and get proactive advice all the time as things change, as new laws are passed, right? It's not just a set it and forget it. That's the type of value we provide to our clients. And that's why we don't work with everyone. That's why when we do the, when folks will watch our webinars or they'll reach out to us, we'll have an initial call or initial meeting. And that's where we get to see what the client situation is, what their goals are. They get to learn about us. And then we decide, does it make sense to take it to a second meeting? There's no cost for that first meeting. So if I were you, I would at least have that call to make sure you're getting ahead of this. This is your life. And maybe I just have a little bit of OCD, but I wouldn't want to be getting close to or in retirement wondering if certain parts of my plan are being taken care of, right? I don't want to sit here and say, I think I have that, but I'm not sure. So I'm just going to let it go. No, I want to make sure it's written into a plan and taken care of. And so to learn more about the SHP roadmap, go to shpfinancial.com. You can book a 15-minute call there, or when you're on that site, if you go to the workshops and webinars tab at the top, you can download some of our recent webinars that we created that tell you the stories of why we build the plans we do and what they look like in more detail than we have time for now. But Matt, I'm sorry, I'm stealing your thunder because this is the weekly market report. And now, you know, during the weekly market report, we always talk about different things going on with the market and the economy. And Matt, now we're looking like we're seeing some states in maybe Massachusetts sometime soon, but slowly starting to open up the economy, right? And what does that look like? And what are you thinking about? What are some of the concerns and thoughts that you have?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Derek. And so, yeah, I think we're sort of entering phase two, you know, I mean, of the whole sort of pandemic and coronavirus issue. I mean, I think the first, 4 to 6 weeks of this was really, shutting everything down because we didn't have a lot of testing. We didn't have a lot of data, and any of the data that we had some coming from Europe, of course, but, they were still in the midst of their surge, and everything else coming from China was a little bit suspect. So now we finally have data. We have finally have better testing, probably nowhere where our leaders want to have better, want to have more testing, but certainly we have a lot more data and a lot more knowledge than we've had. Obviously, lives were lost, sadly, but we're beginning to enter phase two, where now we have a much better idea of the extent of the problem. Like, okay, certain areas are really harder hit than others. Obviously, New York stands out, as well as Boston. I mean, Boston was named on a federal level of where they're keeping an eye on, because Massachusetts has been a harder hit area than others. But on the other hand, states like the Dakotas and the Midwest, they haven't necessarily seen the outbreak as bad as more dense areas like cities, and so they're finally taking steps to slowly reopen. And we're all basically cautiously optimistic. We're optimistic that, okay, as I said, the testing's there, and we're making wise sort of data-driven decisions on when to do it. But we're also cautiously optimistic because I think what everyone wants to avoid is another flare-up. Because, what would be a bigger kick in the teeth than to open and then have to shut it all right back down? Mm-hmm. Just think of that for morale and for kind of how we all want to approach it. So how does this, how does states like even Colorado was on that list, Vermont was on that list, how do states reopen? And are they able to do it successfully? And the biggest thing, the biggest concern we all have is whether or not there's going to be a second wave, and how much can we contain that second wave?
Because exactly.
I'm sorry, Derek, just to finish that thought, it's like if, let's say there even is a second wave, if our healthcare industries and our hospitals and the testing and tracing and all the stuff that they've been putting into effect, if they're able to contain it, then we're even in better shape. So it's like, there's a couple of things obviously we're watching, but, in the markets have been responding in a positive way, because if it enters the world of manageable, then we're all going to be in much better shape. So fingers crossed, of course, but just some things to keep an eye on.
Correct. And if you want to get on our weekly market report, every Tuesday, we send out a report that goes out to a list that you can be on as well. There's no charge to sign up. And basically what it does is a report on some things happening in the market right now. It also has a copy of our previous radio show and podcast, and sometimes some other articles just that we think are important to share during these times. And again, you can get that by going to shpfinancial.com. And it's all you have to do is put your email address where you see newsletter sign up, and you should be good to go from there. But this all comes back to the same thing. When it comes to, a lot of folks are wondering, hey, I think I'm going to be okay, or I feel good because the market's recovered. What if things open up and it doesn't go as planned? And I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, because I'm a pretty positive glass half full type of guy, but I think you have to hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And that comes for financial planning. That's truer than ever. If you're getting close to or in retirement and you're kind of relying on the market to be the end all be all for your entire retirement plan, I don't think giving it a few months or a year or two is going to work. I think anything in the market needs time, and a long time, not just a couple of years. And so if you're not sure if you have a plan in place that's going to give you the income you need for a sustainable period outside of the market, or you just have some questions, give us a call. That's why we built the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's built for you, right? If you want some information, again, you can book a visit with us by going to shpfinancial.com. All of our numbers and information is on there. Or what I also recommend, go to shpworkshops.com. At shpworkshops.com, there's three webinars that we created right now that I think would be great for you to learn about what's happening in the investment world, in the planning world, and things that you can apply to your life as we're talking right now. So that's shpworkshops.com. After we get back from the break, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, we kind of shared some history back of SHP Financial circa 2001 to 2003 when we were building out the firm. And basically all the different types of advisory firms that exist right now and who does what and who does what type of planning and who uses what type of instruments, whether it's insurance or market-based. And, you know, hopefully we brought some context to what happens out there in the investment and insurance world. But before I get to Keith and Matt on our final takeaways, if you missed this part of the show or you want to listen to it again, you can go to however you listen to your podcast, whatever subscription you use, just go to SHP, type in SHP Financial or Retirement Roadmap, and you'll be able to download our podcast and you can listen to these shows. And we do mini 10-15 minute segments throughout the week that also get added to the podcast channel that do not go to the radio. So again, that's however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial. So Keith, what was your big takeaway from today?
Yeah, so many times we talk about, you know, what type of advice you're getting and who you're getting it from and just know who you're getting it from. But I think the main thing that most folks need to think about, and maybe this market volatility has started to maybe weigh in on people's retirements and have them thinking maybe along the same lines, is making sure that you have a written income plan and making sure that you have enough assets and model out that you have enough assets to get through the rest of your life, you know, to account for, you know, 25, 30, 35 years of your potential retirement with inflation. And whether that's using a combination of fixed instruments like annuities, if you want something more conservative to drive that income, or if you want it all based on the market and you're willing to take that risk, just making sure you have this all mapped out so you know that your retirement, no matter how you construct it or construct it with your advisor or with a team, you know you have enough money excuse me, to get through the rest of your life.
Yeah, and that's a great start. Without that income strategy, without that knowledge that, hey, I know I'm going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I know that we're not going to have to go back to work. That's a powerful thing to feel if you can get to that point. And not everyone can get there, but if you can get to that point and understand when you can retire and stay retired, that's a pretty powerful thing. Matt, what's your big takeaway?
Well, just to kind of piggyback a little bit on what Keith said, I mean, part of having that type of comprehensive plan, you know, having a written plan, is it needs to be implemented properly, right? And in order to implement it properly, you need a team. You know, you need a team around you. You know, you need your CPA talking with your advisor, who is also talking with your estate planning attorney.
Sure.
And it's like certainly if a client comes in and they already have an existing, CPA or attorney, that's fine. We'll work with him or her. If not, you know, we have relationships with attorneys on the North Shore and the South Shore, as well as CPAs on the North Shore and the South Shore. And yep. So, you know, we're able to provide that type of one-stop shopping where a client can come in. You know, we have the 30, you know, internal teammates that can help out people, of course, but we also make sure that you know, that our clients are surrounded by other knowledgeable professionals, trusted professionals that can make sure their taxes, you know, so let's say we're doing Roth conversions or whatnot, making sure that's all done properly, or the legacy plan is done properly. So you need a team, especially as complicated as things are nowadays.
And Matt, Keith and Matt, to piggyback on what you both said, I think that's where the retirement roadmap, the SHP roadmap, in closing this whole show, which came back to where all this started, the SHP roadmap is made for someone listening right now who wants a comprehensive plan, right? Who wants to have someone that's managing their portfolio, building them a written income plan, but also looking at other strategies as well, both now and ongoing, like tax strategies. Reducing taxes. Do we do Roth conversions? How do we pull out of different accounts and when and why? How about healthcare and what that cost is going to be now and in retirement? Finally, estate and legacy planning. Who coordinates that? Beneficiaries, all that goes involved there. That's a true plan, folks. And if a lot of you might be thinking, hey, maybe I have some of this, but it feels incomplete. I don't really think I have all these things they're talking about. If it's you, if that sounds like you, take us up on a second opinion. There's no cost to have a quick call. And get educated and see if we can help. We're not a right fit for everyone. We have certain minimums in place, not to be arrogant, because the type of planning we do, it just requires someone that has saved up some money to be able to do this type of planning, if that makes sense. So we're happy to have a conversation with you either way. Our number is 800-227-7777. But I recommend the best way to get educated, go to our website, shpfinancial.com. There's a lot of great content, and you can download some recent webinars that we recorded there as well to learn more about the SHP roadmap. We hope you found this informative. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.